Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, lead pastor, the Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
So in Acts chapter 4, verse 28, it said, "For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determine before to be done. And now, Lord, behold, they are threatenings, and grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus." And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they speak the word of God with what? Boldness. Praise the Lord. Now, we are talking about company prayer power. What are we talking about? Company prayer power. And look at the verse we are taking that from. Acts 4:21. It says, "So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorify God for that which was done. For the man was about 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing was showed. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priest and elders had said unto them." Praise the Lord. So we are talking about company prayer power. There are dynamics in prayer. There are different effects of prayer. Bible says praying with all kinds of prayer. There are also different kinds of prayer. But for a Christian, all the different kinds of prayer go through one channel, because there's only one authenticated channel for Christian prayer, and that is in the name of Jesus. So different kinds of prayer does not warrant different kinds of akwanchere or directions. Different kinds of prayers does not warrant different kinds of channels. All prayers, Jesus said, "If you pray in my name, my Father will answer every single request of yours according to my will." So God's will is in prayer, is praying in the name of Jesus, not doing it in different ways according to African traditional religion and some Eastern cult that have crept into the church. So in Christian prayer, we do not elevate the creature above the creator. Is the creator who takes preeminence, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one has access except by Jesus. He is the seal, he is authentication, he is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the answerer of all our prayers. Are you here with me at all? It is his blood that has sealed it with a stamp that gives us authority to be able to bring demons under authority and subjection, because of the work he did on the cross. So all credit to him, all power to him, all authority to him. In fact, the scripture said there is no name in heaven, on earth, or beneath the earth by which men shall be saved except by the name of Jesus Christ. And so when these people were arrested for healing the man at the beautiful gate, the Bible said the man was 40 years old. They went through arrest, threats, all manner of instruction. The elders, the council met, and they threatened them not to preach in the name of Jesus again. I believe and I know practically that the name of Jesus is the biggest disturbance to the kingdom of hell. And so no wonder they said they shouldn't preach in the name of Jesus again. And they thought, you know, to themselves that we need to contain these people from spreading the miracles, you know, by the use of the name of Jesus. Now, that is what we learned at the second service the last Sunday, that inconsistent prayer is the reason why we are not able to spread the miracles that God has started doing in our lives. That if we want it to continue and we want to break from every form of containment, we need to be consistent in prayer. Praise the Lord. But that's all about personal prayer. We'll talk more about personal prayer. But there is also something called company prayer. Say company prayer. I can't hear you. Say company prayer. Personal prayers have power, they've got effect, but company prayers also have got effect. Now, in this text, Bible said that when the apostles were threatened and they were asked not to preach in the name of Jesus, they returned to their own company, say their own company. And they reported the matter to their own companies, the matter that the chief priests and the elders were raising, that they shouldn't preach in the name of Jesus, no miracles should be done in the space, and all of that. They returned to their own company because of the threats and the instructions that they had given unto them. If you are a child of God, you need to understand that you cannot operate as an island, even though having a personal relationship with Jesus is fundamental to the working of your faith. God brings you into a family of faith. And that family of faith has got dynamics, especially in the place of prayer, because it's a spiritual family. So the most important thing for a spiritual family is the spiritual capital you can draw from that family. There is a blessing in fellowship when we gather together as believers. So the instruction is that we should not neglect fellowshipping amongst ourselves. And so it's important that as a child of God, you understand that there are levels in help, levels of help that you contact by being alone in your space, and there are levels of supernatural help that God has designed that you should contact by being in your own company. Say my own company. Now the Bible was very, careful to say that they went to their own company, and we will look at a few things, because going into your own company is different from going into any other company. Going into your own company has a divine design about it. If you look into the scripture before we even continue from here, you will see that when Jesus was buried, the disciples withdrew and went into their own company. They went and stayed together. When the resurrection happened, the lady that got the news, she knew exactly where to run to break the news to all the disciples. And at that time, I think one brother was absent. It was Thomas. Are you here with me at all? Judas was dead. Thomas was absent. When Jesus appeared to them for the first time, because they were facing threats, they were still together. I mean, you say they were hiding in their own company, and Jesus appeared to them and showed them signs of his crucifixion and the fact that he's resurrected and back to life. If you are here, say I am here. So clearly you see that when certain conditions pertain, the design of the Lord has been that God's people will run back to their own company. Ask somebody, where is your company? Who is your company? And do you have a company at all? Are you a sole proprietor? You need to incorporate this business right now. There are dimensions, there are levels. And so they ran to their own company. In Acts chapter 2, Jesus told them long before, he said, tarry here until the Spirit comes upon you. When the Spirit comes upon you, you shall receive power. So between that time when he told them, when he died, and when they were waiting for the Holy Spirit to come, the Bible says in Acts chapter 2 verse 1 that they were all gathered together, please, in the upper room. They were gathered together in the upper room with one accord in one place. And as they were praying, verse number 2, the Bible said, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were what? Sitting. Now, as we are talking about the month of prayer, there are two key things God wants us to practice. Number one, personal prayer. And number two, personal prayer in a corporate prayer or in a company, in a fellowship, and then also corporate prayer in a corporate environment. So listen to this very carefully. Personal prayer in your personal private space. Number two, coming into the fellowship of the brethren, corporate prayer, and when we meet like this, there are things you pray for yourself, and there are things we will pray for ourselves together as one body, with one mind, one accord, one vision. Are you here? Is it clear to you now? Now, if you have personal prayer and you lack company prayer, especially when there are conditions for you to be in a company prayer, what are you missing? That's a question you should ask. What do you miss for absenting yourself? What do you miss for withdrawing from seasons where you are supposed to be within a company praying? Now, before we answer that kind of prayer, I would like to just point to you a few things that will warrant you being in a company of prayerful people. Company of prayerful people. The text we read in both Acts chapter 2 and all that I spoke to you about the disciples, these people were under threats. Jesus died, they were looking for them to kill them. Your Savior is gone, they were on their case, and then they shut themselves in their rooms. In this Acts chapter 4, they were threatening them that they shouldn't preach in the name of Jesus again. They shouldn't do miracles again. So they were under serious threat. If you look at verse 21, they threatened them further. Not just simple threat. It was multiplicities of threats. When your life comes under threat, either because of the ministry or because of building your personal life, one of the things that God expects you to do when the threats are very high is for you to withdraw to your company. Is to do what? I can't hear you at all. Is to do what? I like personal prayer, but there are dimensions in this life. Withdraw to your company. So when you see threats on every side, Paul kept telling them that, look, on every side we are perplexed, we are threatened, we are attacked. I want you to pray for us. Church, pray. In fact, Paul took a collection bowl, and the collection he was collecting was prayer from the church of Corinth, prayer from the church of Galatia, from one church to other. He said, please pray for us so that we will have the boldness and what it takes to preach the word of God, because not all men have faith. There are wicked men around who want to stop us from doing what God has called us to do, and who want to stop us from being what God or who God wants us to be. So there are threats, and these threats are to stop you from doing what God wants you to do and becoming what God wants you to become. And they threaten you also because the glory of God is very visible there. The Bible said the threat came, and they couldn't kill them because they saw that all men glorified God for that which was done. The lives of these apostles were bringing out some testimonies that were sending glory to God, especially in the eyes of the people there. Are you here with me at all? When your life start bringing out testimonies, when your what you do or what you are being called for start bringing glory to God, threats will start coming into your life. And once you see that glory is beginning to show forth in your life, one of the wisest things you have to do is to build a company of prayerful people that you can always withdraw to when you begin to see some waves in the atmosphere. Or else, the glorious days will be cut short. And they sought to stop the spread of what brought the glory into town. So when you see threats, when you see glory of God showing up, manifesting in any area of your life, one of the things that you should really have as a major backup plan is a company of prayerful believers. That is why if you are a Christian and you have decided that you are not going to have a local church, it's a very big problem. It's a very big problem that you sing but you don't have a church. It's a problem that you are a pastor, you are pastoring, you say, I'm an itinerant pastor, but I don't attend. No, even though you are an itinerant pastor, for whatever that means, you need to have a local church. Whoever you are, whatever you are, you cannot carry your bowl from one place to another collecting. You need to have a local church that you can run to. A space that God recognizes that you are there serving under a recognizable shepherd or prophet. And you are doing the work of God and not walking about and doing what you think you should be doing because you read the Bible. No. In the Old Testament, I will show you, when Balaam wanted to strike them, the Lord told them, he said, arrange the tribes in this shape. And when the tribes were arranged in the shape, it turned out to be like the cross on the field. And as long as they were all held together, the curses of Balaam could not hit them at any time. Are you here with me at all? Because they were put in a formation of a company. The company of the cross, the essence of what Jesus did for us here on earth is that he's put the church together as an organization, as a people, and he's connected us together by his mighty power. Every tongue, every tribe, every nation. We are the United Nations of heaven. And by God's divine will, he's put some in Pentecost, a very great church. Clap for Pentecost. He's put some in the keeper's house. He's put some here and there. And he knows why he has positioned you where he has positioned you. Because the church is God's pillar of truth. It's also a space for grace, and it's a space for fellowship and a city of refuge for all his children. You can always run in when there is trouble looking for you, whether you went for the trouble or the trouble is looking for you. You run in here and God will show you mercy. Are you here with me at all? So it is very important for you to see that when threats begin to arise from every side, on your ministry, on your family life, on your career, on your finances, the business you are doing, and is trying to fight the glory of God upon your life, you need to run to your own company and report the matter. What do? You report the matter to your company. Company number one is a church. Number two, you can also have brethren of like-minded spirit, kindred spirit within the church, or maybe you've built a relationship with over time. Are you here with me at all? And then when these things come up, because not all men can be trusted, even though we are in the church, and so you know that I can run to, you know, my company is co-pastor, let's pray together. In more recent time, there have been very dangerous things that try to come up against us, and we have to activate our praying company. Are you here with me at all? I'll call Pastor John. Hey, you. Red alert. Zagala, Coca-Cola, Kratab. That's how we quench threats. You don't quench threats by feeling like you are Rambo, or you are Captain Planet, or you are, what's the other one? Superman. You know, when I stand alone and I speak, God hears me. I'm back. Hey, I'm Papa Bonse Mampa. But there are times that God wants you to run to your company. And woe unto you when you don't have a company. In Matthew chapter 18, verse number 19, he says that if two of you shall agree together as touching one thing, it shall be what? Done for you in the name of the Father. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them, you know, of my Father, which is if two people agreeing, that's a company. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered, that's a company. Are you here with me at all? You need to have a company. Tell somebody you need to have a company that you can run back to and report. Pray about your ministry. Pray about your family. Pray about your business career. Pray about threats that are coming up against you. Tell somebody you need to return to this company. For me, my company is the church. And the threats, they will keep coming. So now, when they went to their own company, they started praying. They said, and now, behold, verse 29 of Acts chapter 4. And now, behold their threatenings. And grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may speak thy word. One of the things you lose when you do not return to your company or you don't allow yourself to be in a company is that you will become meat on the barbecue. You will be wasted. It is just a matter of time. Because there are some things that come up against you that will not require one man soldier. There are things that will come up against you that God will say that I am pouring out my spirit upon all flesh. You see that most of the time God recruits a group or an army. Sometimes he even recruits just demography, youth, young men, young women. Are you here with me at all? God, this is a season of teams. If in the season of teams you have an individualistic mindset, you are going to jeopardize your life, because there is a way that we scale up through our network. We scale up through the teams that we belong to. We scale up through the company we are built. Are you here with me at all? When Bible said, if two lie together, when one is cold, the other will produce the warmth. And a threefold cord cannot be easily broken. So this one that you want to be a onefold cord, that cord will be, is easy or easier to just break one stick of broom than to break the whole bunch together. Are you here with me at all? Paul was praying. He said, God, in case you are not hearing Epaphras, I am praying for him as a member of the company, that if this guy dies out of his sickness, this thing will worry me. So don't allow this guy to die. Are you here with me at all? Then in the book of Psalms, he said, one shall chase 1,000. Two shall chase 10,000. It's not 1,000 and 2,000. No. So we are talking about some kind of, in mathematics, how do you call it? Geometric progression. We are not talking about just arithmetic, 1 plus 1 is 2, blah, blah, blah. This is squared, cubed. We are going. Are you here with me at all? We are, because one chasing 1,000, the logical next level is that two should chase 2,000. He said, no. One chases 1,000, two are going to chase 10,000. Imagine what three will chase. When we come together and we are praying with one mind, with one accord, we are in a service like this. We don't need to know the prayer point you are praying and all of that. But as long as we are together in one mind, one accord, one heart, we are harnessing supernatural grace that will be now spread and distributed for our good in the space. Are you here with me at all? That's what the Bible says. So you see that the thing is chasing you until you enter the American embassy. where you enter will determine whether the pursuit will continue or it will not. Hello? I can't hear you. Are you here with me at all? You are a Ghanaian citizen. They are chasing you on the street of New York. They chase you, 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 chase you. You now enter Ghana's embassy. Whoever is chasing you must just stop right there, because they don't have jurisdiction to come into that city of refuge. And this one that you don't have a city of refuge. When they are chasing you, and I like it in the Old Testament when he said, when somebody is chasing the avenger, when someone kills another person's family member and they are angry and they are chasing, he says that immediately the person enters to the city of refuge, no matter what your anger is, I better go home. You are entering here as what? It's a security zone. When we enter here with our prayer and we enter here with our marital challenges, there have been some, you know, designs here that will sort them out for. Are you here with me at all? You enter here with a medical condition. This is a city of refuge. Healing must land here.
Psalm 133 says, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. It is like, and when you see, he said, when we come together like that, it's like the oil flowing from the head of Aaron down to the edge of the garment. This oil is flowing. When we enter together into our company and we start praying, I could come here every Wednesday, Lekuta Lava, listening to the word together. Things are happening already. May you see manifestations in your life. That's why I look forward to a midweek service. I look forward to a Saturday morning service. I look forward to a Sunday service. I can't wait to join the brethren in our company. It's not easy. Too powerful. The Bible didn't say the mighty man of David. It said the mighty man of David. They were in a company of their own. Are you here? Mighty men. Say mighty men. Charlie, Charlie, Charlie. Say mighty men. Now you are coming here. Maybe today you have prayed 1 hour. I have done how many hours? We come here and God just spreads it abroad. Are you here? And put all of us in that space of equilibrium. When we raise our, and in a company, it's called, they raise their voice. It didn't say voices. All the voices are amalgamated into one voice. And it rises to the Father. So as we are praying, some demons in the market are trying to collapse your business. As we are praying together, it becomes one voice of an army that God hears, and God just begins to go to town to deal with whatever is trying to threaten your existence, trying to threaten your business, your marriage, your ministry. Are you here with me at all? Behold their threatenings. And they said, we pray that you will give us boldness to be able to preach the word. Grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may speak the word. You see, when we come together as a company, God gives us grace. He gives us what? Grace together. This grace gives us boldness. He gives us what? It gives us what? Boldness. You see, some of you, you don't know how timid you are until something confronts you. You don't know how weak you are until something really confronts. Sometimes when you are there, nothing has confronted you. You feel like you are okay. Until, God forbid, somebody dies and you cannot put your mind together. It looks like you are entering the grave before the funeral starts. Then you will know that you need the help of the Holy Spirit to be bold in the face of adversity. Are you here with me at all? Say, grant us boldness to be able to do the things that we have been called to do. The thing that we have been called to do is to preach the word. In the name of Jesus, do it correctly. Do it the right way. Do it in the name of Jesus. Give us the boldness to do so. Some of us are not able to start the business we are supposed to start. Now, say midweek, home. Oh, Sunday, no. What did you say? Every month, no. May Sunday, me, no. And I cry, me, first one. I did the one, my third one. No, it's Utuludu. With your joining the company back and forth. Oh, one, wake you up. Oh, one, wire. And all of that, eh? There are some things you will only have access because you have proximity. Don't just become a virtual member. Yeah. Don't be, wherever you are virtual, God has given you a company. Don't just be, and you know, if it's your company, always try to connect with the company. Praise the Lord. There is grace. Say, there is grace. Do you know there is grace God has put on ICGC? There is grace God has put on Winners. Hello? Yes, there is grace. When Winners came to Ghana, Ghanaians would never thought you can go to church and God will prosper you and blah, blah. They entered and they started seeing testimonies. There is grace. So there is grace on ministries. Grace. Paul was talking, he says that a church, one of the churches, he says in Achaia, he says that this church, they have grace of generosity. They can give and give and give and give and it never finishes. Grace. because you are in this company, may you receive grace in Jesus' name. Don't let us ever meet and pray and you are absent. Worst of all is some of you will not even go and play back and connect and reconnect. It's like menyanko, hooray, and mamba class, it's like you escape the teacher that kings, but you don't know that your future is at risk. She said, grace. Somebody say grace. Say boldness. Boldness is a spirit. The same way fear is a spirit. One of the ways you catch the spirit of boldness is running back to your company. How does that happen? As you are praying, you will see that the Holy Spirit himself in the company will be strengthening every single person in the company that is praying. So when the Israelites were moving from Egypt to the promise, the Bible says that, and even though they were few, and they went from one nation to the other, the Lord did not suffer any man to do them wrongdoing. And none was found weak amongst them, because they were always together. They were what? Ask somebody, do you have a company? Am I part of your company? Am I part of your team? Are you in our team? Our team. Are you sure you are in our team? The Lord, just behold their threatenings. Look at the next verse. Koshala, but he said, now, when they were praying, they said that, now, by stretching forth thine hand to heal. Healing is always easier. Whether it's sickness that requires healing, it's easier when you are in a company. You run to your company. Is it Sunday? One young man who is very unwell, you know, stroke and whatever, blah, blah, blah. They get, every time I say, my mom, I say, mom, sorry. Young man, when you stroke, I said, then, need your, oh, who any? So they came and I said, oh, the software are there, I hear. Let them pray for him. They surrounded him, started praying for him. That's how he got up running and that devil left him. It can happen in your room, but hardly will that happen. That's why God will bring you to your own company. He says that by stretching, so God's the hand of God, that means God's power. That when we pray in our own company, God's power shows up. And when it shows up, one of the things it does is that it heals. Heals sicknesses, heals marriages, heals, you know, relationships, heals careers. Are you here with me at all? The hand of the Lord heals when we gather together to pray. And then when we gather to pray also, God suspends natural protocols and gives us signs and wonders. In the name of what? Jesus. We see signs, we see wonders in the name of Jesus because we reduce. So there are some things, they are trying to take your contract away. All you need to do is to just, you are praying, but activate your company. There's a service, you say, oh, I'm taking a personal vacation, I want to pray. Can I take one? I'm always here. My friends used to laugh at me that into what your mountains here you quite in a cobompa into Unimoho. I have never been there before, and people go there, that's great, and all of that. You know, people like to pray on the mountains of Jerusalem and all of that. But really, that is not the definitive point for manifestation. So, there is a place for personal retreat. I'm not discounting, but I'm just saying that when you now begin to do all those things at the expense of what you have been instructed to do from the word, you are shortchanging yourself in ways that when you now come to terms of the losses, you will cry. Because after tonight's service, the gains will be so much that none of you here shall return with the sickness you came here with. There shall be signs and wonders in your life in Jesus' name. The rest of your years, may you operate it with signs and wonders following you in the name of Jesus. You know, Jesus told them, he said, two ways that you are going to express the power is that sometimes you lay your hands on the sick and all these signs shall follow. Other times you lay words. You come to church and then pastor is preaching and the Spirit of God will stir him up. And now he would declare that there shall be no loss of life. Something hits the airwaves of heaven and the supernatural space. And as far as you are concerned, even when disaster wants to strike and you are there, because there is an overarching word that has been spoken and the masses have said amen in confirmation, you have to escape. Tell somebody, come and say amen in the midst of the brethren. I can't hear you. Say, come and say amen in the midst of your company. Bible said that signs and wonders. I pray that you see signs and wonders. Next verse. I said, I pray that you see signs and wonders. And what did the company do? And when they had prayed, you know, please don't form a talking company. This company is not for talk. The company is for prayer. The company is for the word. It's for spiritual things. If you want talk company, form another one. But your real company, are you here with me at all? That being part of a local church, ministry of the word, ministry of prayer, missions, winning souls for the Lord, that's doing the work of God. Are you here with me at all? He said they entered their company and they prayed. They didn't gossip. You know, hardly will you see a company that is spiritual complaining. When the 12 spies returned and 10 of them started complaining, no, Caleb and Joshua said, no. This is a bad spirit in this company. Two of us, we have a different spirit. We cannot be. Are you here with me at all? There is always, you see, something will deliver you. A right spirit will come to you when you belong to the right company. So when they had prayed, the Bible said the place was shaking where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spake the word of God with boldness. What they asked from the beginning, give us boldness to preach. They were filled with boldness by the Holy Spirit. When they had prayed, the whole place was shaking. It will take you long to pray for a place to be shaken up. When one person is praying for revival in a place, it takes long. But when a company comes together and we are all praying for the revival of the keeper's house, we are all praying for the restoration of your family, we are all praying. Are you here with me at all? That's why you come here sometimes and say, raise your hand, say, in the name of Jesus, my family is restored. Nothing shall waste my family. We are praying with one accord. We are praying with what? One accord. And it is going to happen in the quickest time. With the strongest power released. When they had prayed, the place where they were gathered shook. That was not the only place that shook. The council of elders where they were, it shook. Meloko Sapara Katosa. Prisons shook when they prayed together. There is no space that will be able to withstand the corporate prayer of righteous saints gathered together in the name of the Lord, praying about a matter. They say you will not marry. It's a lie. When I put you together in the midst of brothers and sisters believing God to marry, and we are praying with one accord, that devil that says you will not marry will check out of that place. They say you will not have a child. No. Let me just put all ladies believing God and all men believing God for children, and let's start praying. You will see. Check out. It's going to happen here. That amen didn't come out. I said it's going to happen here. We put our people who are unemployed together. We are praying with one accord. Check. Everywhere will be shaking. All interviewing panels will be. Are you here with me at all? You show up, favor will show up for you. And I pray that from today, may places shake because you belong to this company. Whatever is trying to stop you, as you have appeared in this company of prayer, may the power of the Lord stop them. When they pray, Bible said the Holy Ghost, say Holy Ghost takes over. When our company starts praying, tell somebody, so don't miss it, don't miss it, don't miss it. Don't miss the opportunity for us to pray together, meet together in fellowship. Because when we start praying, when we start sharing the word, the Holy Ghost will fill everywhere, and miracles, signs and wonders, healings will take place. Say, Holy Ghost, take over.
I don't know what is chasing you, but that's why God has brought you to this house. Don't make yourself a special case. This is a company. Kalezova Hasaya. Zeklofatala. Ikolavataya. Bible says in the days of King Saul, when he went into the city of Samuel, there was a company of prophets. And Samuel was the prophet who was head of them. And everyone in there began to prophesy. It's a company. It's what? I can't hear you. It's what? The spirit works mightily when you are in a company. It's a pool. It's what? It's a pool. It's a pool. Some of you will save individually for a donkey years. You will not even be able to buy one iron rod. But when you are put into a pool where they are saving together, you are able to build your house quick. They just turn over the money every month to somebody, turn over the money, blah, 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 blah. You will build ahead of the time you will pay for the building because you are in a pool. Are you here with me at all? Look at the different levels God has given us here. Different levels of wisdom, different levels of anointing, different levels of power. Then we are in a pool praying together. Boy, God is lending this power in its entirety to you to deal with that witch in the market that is trying to shut your business down. Are you here with me at all? Do you know how many years it would have taken you to pray to rise to that level of grade and voltage of power? But he said, one shall chase 1,000, two shall chase 10,000. As you are here, may whatever has been fighting you as an individual, may the power of God from this company prayer of power bring them down in the name of Jesus. Shout a louder amen. Shall we come and gather together? I see babies. I see marriages. I see new jobs. I see promotions. I see visas released. Aleko paraso klatala. Say, I receive it. One more time. Say, I receive it. Say, they are released for me. I'm in my company, so I'm rising. Say, I shall function well. Because I'm in my company, I am rising by the power of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, I'm rising. Say, the Holy Ghost is upon me. As I'm in this company, everywhere will shake for me because I'm in my company in the name of Jesus. And the Holy Ghost is at work in this company. As I am in this corporate prayer, corporate service, power is released at higher voltage for my life. Say, whatever is fighting me, has been fighting me as an individual, now that I'm in my company, I release the power of God from this company to deal with every threat on my life, to deal with every scandal in my pathway, to deal with every force. Let there be shakings in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, Holy Ghost, shake everywhere for my sake. Shake! Conspiracies scatter.
Because people run to their company to pray. Tell somebody, don't be missing this company. Don't be missing it. Come on now. Talk to somebody. Say, don't miss it. Don't let your work make you miss. Don't let busy schedule make you miss. Be in the company. Even if it's 5 minutes we are praying, tell somebody, join your company. Please rise. In Acts chapter 2, as the company prayed, suddenly the Holy Spirit fell. It didn't fall as a gentle matter. No gentility. As a rushing mighty wind, tongues of fire, zakwala kapatakash, lekwata kalapataka, zatwala klasa klata, jempele kwatasa. Somebody say, why is it that I've been here for a long time and I've not seen this effect? Light brings manifestation. Say. When the lights get turned on, what you didn't see before, you will see it. You can be there, you don't have revelation for what you are doing. And that's why the result is also hidden from you. But when the lights get turned on, you will now see that this book is here. This key is here. That's how you start picking the effect. Are you here with me at all? Today that light has come to you for being in your company. Okay, Mala Gada. That's why I'm always saying, when is the next church service? I'm always on ground. So now you come here, I'm already walking here. I'm waiting on who is coming. On ground. We need to shed some things. On ground. So that the company will be singing. Paul and Silas were singing as a company in prison. Everywhere choke. Everywhere what? It choke. So it's not just because we are praying. Sometimes we pray the prayer with singing. As we are singing. This is our company. Jesus is the center of our singing. That's how you see that power is already moving. Power is moving everywhere. Everywhere choke. Jemboro kashtaba, jakwala kavataya, mesula klatosa bradika lavada, esotalaba. When it's time to be in your company, don't stay away. There's time for everything. Oh, are you here with me at all? There is time for what? Everything. It's time for personal prayer. You are on ground. Kulasa falakua, intalaba. Time for corporate prayer. When you come, don't just check. Oh, yeah, get involved. Get one mind, one spirit, one heart, one vision. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. And it will be rising. Can you clap your hands and bless the Lord? Is it powerful? Sometimes you come with your request in your pocket. I'm just joining my company. All this one that I'm not meeting my target at work. I'm going for midweek service. So laga badaga daga 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 daga. Raise it. Jesus, when you're everybody, come on. Contribute to the atmosphere. Build in the atmosphere. Jesus. Told me, he said, there are some people here. Anything you touch to do, you just struggle. You just struggle. But in this revelation, the threat to your fruitfulness is neutralized as the Holy Ghost. Oh, bakapata-ta-ta-ta-ta. As the Holy Ghost comes upon us tonight, every threat on your fruitfulness that is trying to take the shine of the glory away from you, Jesus, when you're sure, hey, Senoria, Jesus, hey. Raise it, everybody, come on, sing it now. Say, Father, as we pray together right now, let your counsel be determined in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your will be determined in my life, be established in my life. As we pray right now, as a company, may your will be done in our midst. Open your mouth and pray right now, Father. Let your will be done in our midst. Let your will be done in our midst. Let your counsel be determined before this time. Be established in our midst. Yako parasoya. Ikora parasagada. Let your counsel, let your will be done in our midst amongst us. Mashula kapataya. Let your will be done in our midst. Let your will be done in our midst. In ministry, in family life, in career, in business, in our family health. Let your will be done. Let it be done in our midst. Let marriages, let babies, let healings, let doors be open. May your will be done. May your will be done. May your will be done in our midst. Shakapata, ikutalapa, asukwele. Shekolapa, Azuleka Paya, Shalapataya. Akapata, Ashaluakapa, 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 Itola Badaba, Itola Badaba, Itola Badaba, Itola Badaba, Tatulas, Tatula Bada, Tatula Bada, Tatula Bada, Tatula Bada, Tatula Bada, Tatula Bada, Ashata. Lift up your head. Say, Father, anything threatening us, any human being threatening us, any spirit releasing threats to our existence and what we ought to do, Father, by the authority of the blood of Jesus, neutralize every threat. Whatever the threat is against this company, whether it's premature death, whether it's scandal, whatever threat in any individual's life, we collect all of them together as our collective threats. Father, neutralize them now. Clap your hands and pray. Let every threat to this house be neutralized. Let it be neutralized. Shekola palia telele, ikola paranaga labata, ishukwala pataya, aduleya, shakwala pata, ishutala paya. Any threat against us, whatever is threatening us, let it be neutralized. Mashaka pata, adula kapataya. We pray right now, whatever is a threat to any of us and as a group, we pray as a church, whatever is a threat, we neutralize right now. We neutralize right now. Mashatala. Atula pata, atula paya, atula pata, ashala pete, ashutelebe, ashada bada, ashoda laba, atulia pa, atula baha, atula baha, atula baha, atula baha, atula pala, atula pata, atula pata, atulia pata, atula pata. Toliapa, a shalapata, a shalapata, a tolapata, a shalabada, a shadabada, a tulabaha, a tulabaha, a tulabaha, a tulabaha, a tolia, a tolia, any threat, threatenings, further threatenings, aggravated threatenings, escalated threats, my Father, we pray. Let it be neutralized. Let them be neutralized. All threats be neutralized from high places, from dark places. Neutralize them. Shalapata, Aluatala, Itualaba, Esolepe, Isotala, Galatolia, and Talia. Any threat on ministry, any threat on marriage, on childbirth, any threat of failure, any threat on career, any threat on business, any threat on the work of your hands, on something you are building, let those threats be neutralized. Let them be neutralized by the power of the Holy Ghost. We command all threats. Neutralize, neutralize, neutralize Mashatala Itulabada Atulapata Atulabaya Isotalaba Atuliapa Atulabada Atuliapa Atulabada Azoliape Atulapata Atuliabada Azulapala Atalapa Atalapa Atulapa Belapeta Belapeta That Tulabada That Tulabada That Tulabada That Tulabada That Tulapa That Tulapa That Tulapa That Tulabada Etolia Etolaya Belapetele Belapetele That Zulapata Atulaprata Atulaprada Atulaprada Belapatua 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 That Zulie That Zulie That Zulie That Zulie That Letua Itulaba 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 Patata Rapatapa Rapatapa Any threat on your business, any threat on your life, any threat on your home, any threat on anything, we neutralize in the name of Jesus. Father, neutralize now. Neutralize. We pray in our company to neutralize every threat on childbirth, every threat on your openings. We neutralize by the power of the Holy Ghost. Mashadaba, itwelepe. Come on, I pray. Come on, I pray. That business plan, that vision, that target, that money, any threat to it, may the Lord arise and deal with it. Mashalagaba, itolagaba, itoliapata, aduliapata, elitolia, isolabada, itolaba, itolaba. Lift your hand right now.
Oh yes, Lord.
Say, by stretching forth thy hand to heal. You want to pray that there shall be healing of everything in your life.
Amen.
Bible makes us understand the land can be healed.
Oh yes.
The waters can be healed.
Oh yes.
We are praying that healing brought the originality. It brought restoration. As we are praying for healing, we are praying for restoration of the original. Are you here with me at all?
Yes, sir.
Let God heal your marriage.
Amen.
That original ideal design plan that you had for your marriage, may God heal the current state of the marriage.
Amen.
May it heal the ministry.
Amen.
May God heal your job.
Amen.
May it heal your health.
Amen.
Anything that requires healing and restoration,
yes.
Let it be healed right now.
Amen.
Lift your hands, say, Father, as we pray right now,
as we pray right now,
let there be restoration,
let there be restoration
and healing.
In this company,
right now, heal,
restore.
Open your mouth and pray, clap your hands. Pray right now, let there be healing. Let there be healing. Sudeleke petelia, sudeleke teleke petelia, ikusala bakapata, ikuseleke lepete. Let there be healing. I declare restoration. Open your mouth. Declare restoration. Release restoration. Declare restoration. Let there be restoration. Let there be a release of restoration. Marakapata itolabadaba isolabete asalabada asalabada. Lift your hand right now. Say, Father, let signs and wonders be done in our midst.
Be done in our midst.
In the name of Jesus. Clap your hands and pray. Let there be signs and wonders. In our midst. Let there be signs and wonders.
Signs and wonders, Lord.
Let there be signs and wonders. In our lives, in our company, in our midst, let there be signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. Shekora Petalia, Ikora Batalia, Ishagadagadaya, Adula Klapata, Isokwele Pele, Ashalabada. Let there be signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. Kola Parua, Itolepa, Shagadabada, Atolabada, Atelemede, Atelebra, Isadia, Kalapataya. Lord, let there be signs and wonders in my life, in our company, in our businesses. Let there be signs and wonders. Can you clap your hands and pray? Lord, at this level, I pray for signs and wonders in business, in family, in every area. Let there be signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. Mashakapa, Adulakapa, Itualapata, Aduliepe, Ezutalaba, Aselepelete, Itolabaraya, Eselepete, Eshalapa, Kalapataya. Receive signs and wonders. Open your mouth, clap your hands. Signs and wonders. You will not go through the natural processes alone. Receive signs and wonders. May God suspend the rules, suspend protocols, give you signs and wonders. Mashagada, itolebede, etolabada. Let there be signs and wonders. Mashakapa.
Let there be
signs and wonders. 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 Everywhere. Every area. In everything. Let there be signs. Let there be wonders. Let natural laws. Let spiritual laws be suspended. Let there be signs. Let there be wonders. Let there be wonders. Let there be signs. Let there be testimonies. Ikola pata, alukwalapa, isolabada. Let there be the announcement of great news. Of great news. Announcement of signs and wonders right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive signs and wonders in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If you are clapping because you have revelation, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Bible said, and they prayed, verse 31, and the place where they stood to pray, everywhere started shaking. Oh my God. Oh my God. Kingdom of darkness will shake tonight.
Amen.
Ekolabatatalus. Powers of darkness will shake tonight.
Amen.
Markets will shake tonight for your sake.
Amen.
Family altars will shake tonight.
Amen.
That amen is not, it's not commensurate amen with our numbers here. Shouted passionately.
Amen.
Whatever place must shake.
Oh yes.
Any realm that must receive shaking.
Yes, Lord.
Any human being that must receive shaking.
Yes, Lord.
Lift up your right hand and say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Wherever.
Wherever.
Whatever.
Wherever.
Whoever.
Whoever.
Must be shaking.
Must be shaking.
Father.
Father.
As we pray.
As we pray.
Let there be a shake.
Let there be a shake.
Clap your hands and pray.
Rabaka. Shake tables, shake altars, shake gatherings, shake Parakwasatala. As we are praying, let there be a thundering, let there be lightning, let there be shakings. Shake rooms, shake systems, shake authorities, shake. Parasu kwalapa, itoli kalapa, Azutalaba. Let there be a shake. Holy Ghost, shake. Let there be a shaking for your promotion. Let there be a shaking for your marriage. Let there be a shaking for your rising. Let there be a shaking everywhere. May God shake. May the power of God shake. May things shake. May the Lord shake everywhere. Finally,
Bible said the place was filled,
yes,
and they were all filled.
All filled.
They were all filled.
All filled.
All.
All.
Because they were in a company.
Yes, sir.
None shall be weak in our midst.
Amen.
None shall be lacking in our midst.
Amen.
Bible said God increased the greatness of his people mightily.
Yes.
God will increase your greatness.
Amen.
All were filled with the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yes.
Hear me.
Yes, sir.
Every aspect of your life is getting filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's receiving encounters.
Amen.
I need your faith to be more active now than ever before. It's not a mean thing that the Holy Ghost comes upon somebody,
yes,
and fills somebody. That space of your life that has been dry and has not responded, Bible said, and they were filled. They were filled.
They were filled.
The womb was filled.
Oh, yes.
The ovaries were filled.
Yes, Lord.
The sperms were filled.
Yes, Lord.
The business was filled.
Yes, Lord.
The health was filled.
Yes, Lord.
That kidney was filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That market got filled because of you.
Amen.
The brain was filled.
Yes, Lord.
That body, that nerve that is not working, it got filled by the power. That means the Holy Ghost came upon everything.
Yes.
Came upon everyone.
Yes, yes, yes.
Raise your hand right now. Holy Spirit. Fill this house.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes, Lord.
Fill this company. Right now. Anything that needs your filling, let your presence inundate it. Let your presence saturate it. Let your presence pour yourself. Release your power upon businesses, upon marriages, upon families, upon childbearing projects, upon traveling projects. Release power. Fill ministries. Mashele Godaya. Fill products. Fill businesses. Fill ideas, visions, proposals. Fill everywhere and everything. Fill the ears of people. Give them life and long life. Anybody who is about to aspire, fill them with your life. May no occult person be able to call your soul. May you be filled with the Holy Ghost. May you be filled with the Holy Ghost. Your marriage that is about to happen, let it be filled with the Holy Ghost. The one that just happened, be filled with the Holy Ghost. The one that is struggling, whatever is struggling, receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost.
Receive it.
Right now. Right now. Receive the filling in your health. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They were all filled.
Oh, yes, all filled.
With the Holy Ghost. They were all filled.
Receive the anointing.
We receive it.
That means when we pray in our company,
oh, yes,
we receive anointing. I want you to crave for the anointing. Crave for it. Crave for the anointing. Lift your hands right now. Father, anoint me. Anoint me. Holy Ghost, I want to walk in your anointing. I don't want to just walk as a natural person. Let me be inundated with your anointing, with your power. Open your mouth right now. This next level of my life, I'm walking in the anointing. I'm walking in the fullness of your spirit. Whatever I touch, there shall be a multiplier effect. There shall be multiplicities of testimonies. Let there be miracles, signs and wonders. Le coco para sa sa sa, ashele kwa patata, ezole kepetete, ezele pele krete.
Oh, Holy Spirit, fill us and anoint us.
Thank you, Father.
Anoint us, Holy Spirit.
May the glory of the Lord birth inside your spirit. From this phase, the next level of your life, everything is glorious. Everything will manifest the glory of God. Let the outpouring and the infilling of the Holy Spirit upon this company bring manifestation of God's glory. God's glory will manifest in your life. Mashaka patata laba atalaka pata. In the next 30 days, oh, this Obedidom effect. In the next 30 days, let there be a testimony. Let there be a testimony.
Amen.
Let there be a testimony.
Amen.
Let there be a testimony.
Amen.
May there be testimonies.
Amen.
Receive your testimonies.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let there be shifts.
Yes, Lord.
Let there be shifts.
Yes, Lord.
By the power
of
the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yes, yes,
let there be shift.
Yes, yes,
let there be shift.
Yes, yes,
let there be a move.
A move, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Shalabadabada. I want you to picture where God is taking you to and claim it right now. We're about to close. Close your eyes. Picture it. He told Abraham, he said, what do you see? As far as you can see. I want you to picture. Hey, shkatata. In the next 30 days, in the next 90 days, what do you want to see in your life? What are you expecting to see in your life? See it, picture it. In marriage, in business, whatever, whichever, whatever, in your health, I don't know. What signs and wonders you want to see in your life? Picture it, see it, look at it, look for it. Come on now. By the help of the Holy Spirit, you have to see it. See that marital covenant established. See that business career established. See, hey, mesutali kizata. Open your mouth and claim it. Close your eyes. Claim it. I claim it. I claim them. Claim it. Claim it. Claim it. Jesus. Ooh. You have to see the babies. Hey, don't allow your mind to deceive you. Your spirit can connect with the Spirit of God and find what is on the table for you. God's will for you is to have babies, is to have a marriage, is to have a business, is to have wealth. Your hands will be sufficient for you. God's will for you is for you to have abundance and give to others. God's will for you is for you to have that visa. If you can see it, receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh yes. In 30 days everything is changed. And that amen didn't come out at all.
Amen.
In 30 days everything is changed.
Amen.
Everything is changed. The process is completed.
Amen.
In 30 days the process is completed.
Amen.
Your billionaire status is established.
Amen.
In 30 days. In 30 days your permanent residence is confirmed.
Amen.
In 30 days, that visa you need is open unto
Amen.
You and your children. In 30 days, that business you are looking for
oh, yes.
is released unto you.
Amen.
That capitalization you are looking for is established in 30
Amen.
Days. In 30 days, that miraculous fruitfulness
yes,
that you are believing God for,
yes,
receive it in the name of Jesus. In 30 days, that favor you must find
oh, yes.
before your bosses
yes,
in high places for that contract, for that position, for that promotion, for that appointment, for that inclusion.
Oh, yes.
Receive that favor
receive
now.
It.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
That settlement, that establishment. Father, establish this company.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
No, God is showing me. I see a people dancing. A people dancing.
Hallelujah.
Dancing in celebration.
Hallelujah.
In 30 days, you'll be the first to come and boogie here. You'll be the first to come and share your dance here. Your crazy dance, you'll be dancing anyhow. You'll be dancing for your testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you are the first to dance, celebrate.
Hallelujah.
Shout.
Hallelujah.
You will dance for joy.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.